The content of this show are the opinions of our guests. All information is for educational purposes only.
Welcome to the Vitality Health Show, where we inform you about the latest advancements in alternative healthcare and the best health and wellness solutions to benefit your body, mind, and spirit. Now, here's your host, Stephanie Parrish.
Welcome, everybody, and hello, friends. Thank you for joining us on the Vitality Health Show. I am your host, Stephanie Parrish, the voice of hope and healing. And thanks to our sponsors for making this show possible. Today, we have an amazing guest. She's a friend of mine. I just adore this woman. Her name is June Marie Saxton, and she is a certified nutritional consultant. She has self-proclaimed herself affectionately entitled the Redneck Witch Doctor. I love that. I think that is so awesome. And anybody that knows June Marie loves June Marie. And her goal is to just help people get well. And it's amazing. I've worked with her for a while. Love her. We send people back and forth, and we just, it's a great, great, great thing that she does. So June Marie, I'm going to turn it over to you. And if you can tell us a little bit of background and how you ended up being the Redneck Witch Doctor. She's got red hair, by the way. For those on the radio that can't see it, she's a redhead. So go ahead.
Well, they said I could be anything I wanted when I was, you know, when you're little. They say you can be anything you want to be when you grow up. And I wanted to be taller, and that didn't happen. So I decided to be a redhead.
But, I love it.
Thanks for letting me be on your show. My name is June Marie Saxton. I had a personal reason for getting into this industry, and I, by the way, graduated top of my class from the University of Hard Knocks. That's the way we usually end up discovering what our purpose is in life and what we're meant to accomplish, I think.
Right.
So I got married. I married this cutest guy named Mike Saxton. We got married when we were 19, and I was a cattle rancher's daughter, and he was a sheep herder's son, or a sheep rancher's son. And so, but we haven't had any range wars. We just got together and we did well.
Thank goodness.
We started having a family pretty, you know, about a year after we got married. We had our first daughter. And then, and her name is Shannon, and then we had a son, Casey, and then Justin, and then Tommy. But there were some struggles and some miracles that happened in this time. Blessedly, more miracles than struggles. But
awesome.
We had a lot coming at us as a young married couple, like most people do. And after we'd gone through several hard trials, my health started to just downhill. And so by the time I was 27 and I had three children, I started to try to really figure out what was going on with my health. And I'd been to quite a few doctors. They finally diagnosed me with lupus and MS about 17 other diseases and syndromes that go along with that, you know, fibromyalgia, Sjogren's syndrome, Raynaud's syndrome, all the things.
Yeah.
And it was a hard time. They weren't sure exactly what to do with me because my immune system was trying to kill my body faster than my body was being able to stay on top of stuff. So they put me on chemotherapy, and it was quite a high dose oral chemotherapy. And that was hard.
Yeah.
They put me on in 1994 in September. And by January, they'd added a second chemo on me.
Wow.
And then that triggered a couple of heart attacks, heart issues, which I still have a very fast running heart rate. Sound asleep, it usually still running around about 125 beats a minute. That's just where I'm at. But blessedly, the Lord was training me. See, I didn't realize all this good stuff was in training for something more, for a career.
And
I didn't even. Yeah. So many prayers and priesthood blessings, prayers, family fasts, everyone joining together to try and help me be able to stay and raise my children.
Right.
And that was the prayer in my heart too. In March, So the heart attack happened in February. By March, my internist sent me to a different rheumatologist to try and get a little better handle on maybe what to do with me. And he at that time, the new doctor wasn't sure what to do with me either, by the way. Nobody really knew.
That had
Everybody
to have
just sort of,
felt just crazy. Did that, how did that feel for
yes.
you, Jim Marie? I mean,
It was
you can't
hard
get
because
answers.
I've been sent to the University of Utah. I mean, and you'd pin all of your hope on hearing back from them, and then they'd ghost you. Like, I never heard back. Weeks and
Oh,
weeks and
wow.
weeks and weeks. And finally, you're like, what can you tell me? Well, they couldn't tell me anything. Well, in the first referral, when they'd referred me to the University of Utah, my internist, that doctor, my referring doctor retired in the
Oh,
time
shoot.
that he referred me in, and that doctor washing his hands of me. So it was kind of hard. I just felt like I was landing on rocky soil and nothing was taking root and really helping. But,
Yeah.
I feel like the Lord has a way of answering our prayers that sometimes are so much better than what we would have thought. And I kept praying for a cure for lupus or whatever it was I had that was really causing so many problems. This is water, by the way.
So is
If
this.
I drink in a glass like that, I feel like I've had a treat.
Yeah. For those of you
And
in
so
the in radio land, she held up a Pepsi cup just to soothe her desires to have a drink, and she
yes, it's a
had
glass.
water.
A glass full of water. Got to get my intake in. Anyway, so I went to this new clinic, the rheumatology clinic, and then I started hemorrhaging really bad just after that appointment with this doctor. And so I called him, tried to get him to return my call to tell him, look, this has happened. I don't even know if I dare drive back to Idaho. I was in Salt Lake City. I don't know any doctors down here aside from who I've seen for these autoimmune issues. And he just said, oh, you just need to contact your OBGYN. He didn't want to mess with it at all. So you find out that specialists are sometimes just very ignorant outside of their box. And just
Wow.
because these people didn't have any clue what to do with me doesn't mean that the Lord didn't have a plan, because he
Right.
definitely had a plan.
Yeah.
So I come back to Bear Lake Doctors, and honestly, those poor group of individuals, and our hospital is great here, by the way, and everybody was rooting for me to win and to succeed, but
Right.
nobody really knew what to do with me. So went
So,
to
June Marie, can I stop you
Lake.
for a minute? How old were your children at this time? They were fairly young, weren't they?
I was 27, so Shannon was 7, my oldest was 7,
Yeah.
and I'd been struggling for a couple of years prior to this. You have to remember, this just didn't happen. It was kind of
Right.
a slow decline, or kind of a slow and steady decline. So
Wow.
the year that my baby was 2, the year that I was going through chemo, and he was
Yeah.
such a good little guy, because I'd sit him in bed next to him and say, you have to stay right here and be with me today. The other two were in school, and he would just stay there and drive his toy cars and trucks up and down my legs. And
Wow.
he was great. He was the perfect child. My kids, you look at your birth order, and they definitely came in the right order that they were
Yes.
supposed to. And they had told me, you can't get pregnant, you'll never be able to have children, because chemo was a lot of chemo.
Yeah, a lot of
And
gas.
anyway, now I'm hemorrhaging, I've got these problems. So I go back to Bear Lake, go see my OBGYN, and he's like, well, I think we just got to do a hysterectomy. I did not know, and I was losing quite a bit of blood. And I mean, every day that gets monotonous, and I was already
Yeah.
so sick. Now I'm sick and anemic, right? And so
Wow. And
we,
trying to parent children and be a wife
yeah,
and all these other things.
and
Yeah.
pray and pray and pray about it. So I finally said, okay. So we scheduled the surgery, and I came into the hospital to have my pre-op work done. And the next morning, they called me and said, June Marie, we need you to come back to the hospital. We need to do an ultrasound. And I'm like, okay. So I
No.
drove back to town, and I said, is this customary? Like, do you always do this? An ultrasound before the hysterectomy? And this was Saturday morning, and my hysterectomy is scheduled for Monday. And the radiologist. His name was Jeff, and he is a great man. But anyways, like, they didn't tell you on the phone. And I said, what? And he said, well, you had a positive pregnancy test in your
My gosh.
blood. I'm like, what? How can this be? But because they were going to do the hysterectomy, I had gotten the chemo out from my system because they had to
Wow.
have that out before they could do the surgery.
Right.
So I was off chemo at this point, but I was still hemorrhaging crazy. Well, they did the ultrasound and they couldn't find anything,
Oh.
but the doctor and I both were in agreement that we weren't going to have the surgery on Monday. We were going to give it a couple of weeks and then go back and look again and see what was going on.
Oh my
And
goodness.
my doctor told me, do not get your hopes up for anything because there is no physical possibility that this could happen. Well, I went home and I was so dumb, I didn't even know how to pray. I just said, Heavenly Father, you know, if I could have another baby, I would love to. I'd also really like to be here and raise the kids I've got. So help me to know how to pray. That's all I was asking for then.
Wow.
And I don't think everything is mind over matter. Because if that's the truth, we would all ha look like Barbie and we'd all have Bill Gates's money,
Yeah,
right?
exactly. So yeah, no, that's not how it works.
the ultrasound technician told me that
Oh,
I was
shoot.
had a positive pregnancy test, I didn't bleed another drop.
Yeah.
And 2 weeks later, when I returned to the hospital, they could see a little heartbeat scooting around in there.
And you were
And
hemorrhaging so heavily, having a being pregnant and
oh,
hemorrhaging is
to
crazy.
the point that it was scary. Like, I didn't know how to leave Salt Lake when that other dumb doctor wouldn't help me. And finally, I just cowboyed up and said, let's go home.
Wow.
Need the kids. So during this pregnancy, so now my OBGYN, who had zero, who just literally wished I would have chosen another doctor. I know this. His name was Dr. Degnan. I love Dr. Degnan, but Dr. Degnan says, okay, let's, you know, we started the whole care, but he didn't even put me on a vitamin. And I wasn't dumb enough to insist on one because he says, I'm not an abortionist. He felt really strongly about that. And I definitely didn't want to do anything with this. I'd been praying that if it was the Lord's way, that I would be able to have
Something,
this baby.
right.
Yeah. So anyway, he didn't even put me on a vitamin, which is crazy to me, but we never were able to get a heartbeat on this baby. No prenatal heartbeat ever
Wow.
were we able to get. And he would say, it's nothing. You've got nothing in there. You've got some tumors, probably. This is what's going on. Although I saw that little heart beating.
Yeah. It
So
had
it
to be
was like
something.
he quit trying to ever get a fetal heart rate on her.
Wow.
And in July, he's like, there is nothing there. And so he sent me back over for an ultrasound. I had an ultrasound in June. I had one in July. And then in October, the doctor says, yeah, there's nothing there. We just need to go do a DNC, but you go on and have another ultrasound. This was before they were doing them every 2 weeks or however often they did. And so I
Wow.
went back to the hospital again. And this time I look over and the ultrasound technician, my friend Jeff, got tears running down his face.
Okay, I'm going to stop you
And
right there because we
okay.
have to take a break and I
This
don't want to
is
get too
a good
far into this story because we got to feel that we get the rest of it after we come back from the
story. Yeah,
break
we'll get it.
because
It'll go
it's just,
faster.
it's a crazy, amazing story. I've heard it before and I'm still sitting here going, no way, I didn't realize all that stuff going on. It's crazy. So we want everybody to stay tuned. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. We're going to take our break here and we will be right back. So stay tuned.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-437-3130. 800-437-3130. 800-437-3130. That's 800-437-3130.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-399-3670. 800-399-3670. 800-399-3670. That's 800-399-3670.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline ticket, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 800-443-1549. 800-443-1549. 800-443-1549. That's 800-443-1549.
Vitality Health Solutions, Hyperbaric Oxygen and Light Center, a breath of fresh air, quality of life. You choose, we support. For more information, email us at contact@myvitalityhealthsolutions.com.
Welcome to the Vitality Health Show, where we inform you about the latest advancements in alternative healthcare and the best health and wellness solutions to benefit your body, mind, and spirit. Now, here's your host, Stephanie Parrish.
Welcome back, friends. We are speaking with the beautiful, amazing June Marie Saxton. She's in the middle of telling a story about how she had all these very, very severe health issues, had gone through chemotherapy. She had, you name it, she had it, MS, lupus, all these different things, was told she'd never be able to have children again. In the midst of all of this, she thinks she's pregnant. The doctors are saying, no way, yeah. There's no way.
Yeah, and so the doctor doesn't, okay. Yeah, the doctors are like, no. No, this isn't going to happen. But it was happening. And so here I am at the hospital now, and I am the baby was due January 1st, right? On the projected date, even though they could never get a heart rate on her or whatever. And I just kept praying that the baby would be okay, and also that that I would be okay, right? And wow. The doctor's always like, no, things aren't going well. So he sends me over for this ultrasound, and all of a sudden my ultrasound technician has got tears running down his face. And he says, June Marie, have you had this? He was asking me some different symptoms, if I'd experienced them. And I said, no. And he's just crying openly. And he said, there were about 5 major things wrong with this pregnancy, and I can't find any of them today.
Oh.
And not only that, we were looking at this cutest baby with the fattest, cutest cheeks kicking around. I mean, I could see that she was alive.
Yeah.
And the moment that I saw her that day when the ultrasound came up and we were just had such a good view of her cute face, I knew that her name was supposed to be Tawny. Mm-hmm. And I knew who she was, and I was so homesick to be able to hold her, but I knew she needed to stay in there.
Yeah.
But It was amazing. And this is what I told Jeff. Jeff, thank you for not telling me about these five major things, because it probably would have killed my hope.
Right.
My hope is what was making me now live.
Yeah.
I was living for this baby. And also, as odd as this sounds, my immune system had backed off and stopped attacking me. So it finally did what they hoped the chemo would do, which was to kill the immune system. Wow. But it perceived that baby as a germ.
Oh.
And went, oh, we don't handle that, and shut down.
Wow.
And so it was just incredible. And I was on a heart monitor. I was packing this heart monitor because my heart rate was still so high. And right. I can't even tell people how sick I was. Well, they put me on the chemo and never gave me anything for nausea. And I mean, it was rough. It was a year in the trenches, wow. Following a year pretty much in the trenches. It was a really rough time and hard for my family, but so good at the same time. And so I come home from that ultrasound and I was so excited, and I knew that things were going to be okay. You know, when the Lord gives you the name and tell you pretty much know what your baby is
right
supposed to be. And I did find out that she was a girl, and I'd been praying that she could be a girl, and I just wanted to end that way, two of each. That's good planning.
That's good. Yeah, you did good.
We never really have anything to do with it, do we?
Nope.
My faith redoubled. My hope was at an all-time high. And I tried to go into labor with her on Thanksgiving. They gave me something to stop the labor because she wasn't due till January 1st. Meanwhile, the doctor still could not get a fetal heart rate on her. I still haven't taken vitamin, which is so stupid because I was laid up.
Yeah.
But what's cool is how the body gives itself cravings, right? It knew what nutrition I needed, and it craved about 8 raw potatoes a day. Apparently, potassium was of utmost importance. I could not get enough of it. I looked like somebody like having a Mickey fit, but I'm out in my grocery store parking lot peeling a potato as fast as I could so I could munch it super, super fast because I just had to have that fix.
Oh, my goodness.
It's just interesting to me. I mean, now knowing what I know, man, if I could build a time machine, I'd go back and help myself first. But we finally made it to December 12th. My mother's birthday was December 13th. And so this was about the best birthday present that we could have. So she was coming in at about 3 weeks early, but they couldn't give me any more shots to stop the labor because my heart rate went up to 198 beats a minute. And that was just too much like freighting an iron stove up a steep grade. And so I had her, and she was actually my best delivery at 14 hours. The doctor is out in the hall talking about his garden tractor to whoever was out in the hall. And I know that he believed that he was going to deliver the elephant child. And he told me that, but I knew I was going to deliver a beautiful daughter. And so I was actually hoping that she would the nurse would deliver her, because she was a half out before the doctor finally opened the door and came into the room. But he finished delivering her, and tears streaming down his face. Then he held her up to the light in the room, like Rafiki in the Lion King, called Simba up so everybody can see. And he just said, "This baby is a gift from God." Tears just streamed. Tears are like, I'm crying. She was beautiful. And I knew she was going to be born fifth first, and she was. She came charging into this world. She was an answer to prayer. She was an answer to priesthood blessings. I was told just after they stopped the chemotherapy that something would happen in my body to help it stop fighting against itself. I was thinking, are we going to have a cure? Is there going to be a new pill? Because heavens knows, I had been on plenty of medicines, and I was so hopeful. But I never could have conceived, literally, not trying to be funny.
Literally. That was funny, though.
So great a blessing, and how the Lord intended to help my body accomplish that.
Wow.
So she was a miracle. And when Tawny was growing up, she knew that she was special. She was just a little girl. And if she did something and the kids were chasing her through the house, she'd turn around and say, "You can't hurt me. I'm on a special child." And she literally knew that, and they knew it too. And she's everybody's favorite. She's all of their favorite sibling, and she's just been such a miracle in our home.
Wow.
It's ironic, she's been diagnosed with lupus also. Makes me sad, but She was willing to come and save me and get her body. And we just go through this life now helping each other that way.
Right.
She was pretty incredible. When she was about 14 months old, I started to backslide a little bit, though. Mm. And I was going back into a lot of the pain and inflammation and problems that I was having. And I knew they did my hysterectomy when Tawny was 2 months old. And so, I mean, I was done. But so I knew I had to do something different. I couldn't get pregnant again to save my life. And so what I hadn't realized was all this preparation. Every time I had to take a new medication, I was learning what the side effects were the hard way.
Yeah.
I was learning
living
what all the diseases involved were. I was researching. I was trying to understand. And at that point, I realized I really had to take that responsibility onto my own shoulders.
Right.
And I was able to be directed to someone who was doing the type of testing that I do now, which is electroacupuncture. I do a 61-point protocol. They had done that, and it was very, very helpful to me. About 3 years later, I had an opportunity. A chiropractor came into Montpelier, Idaho, and hired me to run this machine for him, which I still wouldn't have thought I would have been healthy enough to work.
Wow.
I wouldn't have thought I had any qualification that could do that. What I found out was the Lord had given me the schooling he needed me to have. I'm an empathetic person. There's almost no pain or misery that a client is experiencing that I can't relate to some degree.
Yeah.
And I understand feeling frustrated and so desperate for something. And I'm good at sharing hope.
Yeah, you are very good at that.
And hope is the most important critical virtue in our healing.
Yes.
You have to have hope before you even have faith. And most people are trying not to get their hopes up by the time they see me, they already, most people are like, we've tried the doctor way and it's just not working. And I get it.
Right.
I understand.
You did too. You've been there, done that. Yeah.
And when I went to the lady who helped me, I was trying not to get my hopes up either. And I got so excited. And within 6 weeks, I was off all my prescription medication. And I really realized at that point that I had to take that responsibility on my own shoulders. And I started to learn fast at that point. And the Lord blessed me with the influence of the Holy Ghost as far as teaching my heart, teaching my mind, allowing me to understand things that I probably shouldn't have been able to know.
Wow.
And he gave me a real understanding to how the body functions in a real person's terms that we can understand. I can teach health easily. My client seemed to be able to go, yeah, that makes sense. It seems so mysterious sometimes.
Right.
And the more specialized the doctor, the more mysterious they like us to think that our own bodies are.
Right.
Nobody knows them better than we do. That was my preparation time. I don't recommend everybody gets pregnant to get feeling better, but that was my story.
Right. And that's such a beautiful story. So don't you feel, June Marie, we've talked about this before, that through our trials is how we learn. It's never a, well, that was a mistake. No, it wasn't. That was a learning opportunity. I mean, we have so many learning opportunities. Otherwise, we wouldn't be doing what we're doing right now.
Absolutely. Right? Yeah. I mean, I was going to be a ballerina. I was going to be an anchor woman in San Francisco. I had all kinds of crazy plans.
Yeah.
More than anything, though, I wanted to marry this cowboy kid and live in Southeast Idaho. There's not that many radio stations around here.
True.
And at that time, I just thought, I don't really know what I want to do, but I was busy being a mom, and I was totally fulfilled enough being a rancher's wife. I was raised on a ranch. That was my background. And if you'd have told me I was going to do this, this would have been the vehicle that sent sons on missions and kids to college. And I mean, my husband makes our lifestyle, and I've been able to make a living doing something that I am so passionate about. That it's not a job. I haven't worked my whole married life. I have been fulfilled.
Right.
And I have learned and grown and had a wonderful time doing something that I absolutely love. But I wouldn't have known. Like when you're little and they ask you in school what you want to be, well, who knew a witch doctor was a thing or a quack? Or like, I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah, even a natural healer, you know.
Yeah, exactly. And healing is an art. It's not a science.
Right.
Healing is an art. And
exactly.
And that, boy, does that get revealed to you more and more as you go struggling along. The side is very quite cold, and it inspires very little hope a lot of times and very little help, which is unfortunate. My first physician that I'd seen, the internist that I love so much and thought so much of, he told me, he said, "I'm so vexed with you because I can see you're so sick and I don't know what to do. And I wish I knew a quack. I wish I knew a really, really good quack to send you to so I didn't have to put you on chemotherapy." And I was thinking, I wish you knew, what the heck is a quack? Where do I find this quack? And he didn't know. He didn't know what he was referring to. I ran into him about 8 years ago out eating dinner at the ranch, and his practice was down in Utah, but I ran into him and I went over to his table and said, "I don't know if you remember me or not, but you told me one time that you wished you knew a good quack to send me to, and I want you to know I became my own best quack." And he smiled from ear to ear. He was so happy that I'd gone over and talked to him, and I was so happy to get to tell him thank you. He passed away not very long after that meeting, and I'm so glad I got to tell him thank you.
Yeah, what a beautiful time. We're going to stop just a second and take a break, so we'll come back at the end in just a minute. But I love the fact that you're a quack. And I love the fact that we can quack together.
And I'll tell everybody I want to be a quack.
Yeah, and it's beautiful. It's beautiful to have these opportunities to help people. And we'll talk a little bit more about that. And I do want to get into your books. So when we come back, because she's an incredible author, for those of you listening out there, she is an absolutely incredible author. You're going to want to pick up every one of her books, and she's got lots of them. And we will come back in just a minute, so stay tuned.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-437-3130. 800-437-3130. 800-437-3130. That's 800-437-3130.
Greece is cheap,
but the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-399-3670. 800-399-3670. 800-399-3670. That's 800-399-3670.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline ticket, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 800-443-1549. 800-443-1549.
800-443-1549. That's 800-443-1549.
Vitality Health Solutions, Hyperbaric Oxygen and Light Center, a breath of fresh air, quality of life. You choose, we support. For more information, email us at contact@myvitalityhealthsolutions.com.
Welcome to the Vitality Health Show, where we inform you about the latest advancements in alternative healthcare and the best health and wellness solutions to benefit your body, mind, and spirit. Now, here's your host, Stephanie Parrish.
Welcome back, friends. We are so happy that you're here with us. We are thoroughly enjoying our conversation with June Marie Saxton. She is an amazing, amazing friend of mine that does just incredible, incredible things. And we're talking about how blessed we both are to be able to be in the natural health business and to be able to be quacks, or as she calls it, the redneck witch doctor. And it's not just because of her red hair. So we're going to come back into you, and we're going to talk a little bit more about the fact that you were actually able to tell the doctor mentor that really, really encouraged you that you have become that quack that he was looking for to help you get well. And you were able to get well. And not only that, you have been able to help hundreds and thousands of people to get well on every day. Every day you get to do this. You have people traveling from all over the place. And tell us a little bit more about your clinic and how to get hold of you. And if anybody has any questions, let's do that before I forget, because I would get to the end of the show and forget to do that. So do that. Everybody's got your pen and paper ready. So get that out so you can remember how to get hold of her.
Okay. My website is www.barenecessities.us.
That's barenecessities.us.
B-E-A-R.
B-E-A-R, because it's Bear Lake. Bear.
Bear Lake.
B-E-A-R. Okay. Barenecessities.com, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
.us.
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 Mm-hmm. That was the one I was going, okay, I'm going to say that wrong. I know I am. Okay. And is there any way else they can get hold of you, or do you have a website that they can go to look at?
208. Yeah, that's my website. That's what I meant was my website. It was barenecessities.us.
Okay.
My email is mjmsaxton@gmail.com.
Okay.
And the phone number to my office is 208-847-1176.
Okay, 1176. Awesome.
I bought my own practice in 2003, so we've been here since then. And my kid, so it's interesting, that same Tawny that was born, and such a miracle, she's in middle school, and I had taken her to lunch one day. We were eating, and there was a table full of people across the cafe, and I said, those people are my 1 o'clock appointments. They're from Greeley, Colorado. And she looked so shocked, like, and she goes, they drove all the way here just to see you? You're just a redneck witch doctor. You don't even have a neon sign. And I thought that was so funny. So I just went to calling myself that. You might as well have a sense of humor.
The American Medical Association
doesn't give anything beyond the norm of conventional medicine any credit for anything. So therefore, it's not a standardized or regulated field. So you really have, there's a difference between good quacks and bad ones, and good witch doctors and bad ones. And I'm not really a witch doctor, but because nobody knows what to call me, that's what they call me. But the redneck in front of that made it 17 times as funny. And so that's it. I own it. And I'm actually writing a book called Confessions of a Redneck Witch Doctor, and it'll be a really good health manual. I'll have my story in there in a chapter on just about anything anybody needs to know about.
That's a perfect segue to go into your books, because that was a perfect segue. Thank you for leading us into that. So let's talk a little bit about the fact that you're an author and what you write and how you write. And you've got such a variety of different things, which I absolutely love.
Yeah, so. I write because that's like my Prozac, and I can leave the office and maybe there were some heavy burdens laid on my shoulders for people that day. One way to help me just be able to not carry that around is to go home and get involved in a story. So I write fiction. My Confessions of a Redneck Witch Doctor will be a real health manual, very readable, usable, and hopefully enjoyable and not boring.
You're never boring.
But I do write. I have some romance. I have some really good mysteries. I've been doing some fun time travel romances, and right now I'm writing in a series about Alaskan switchboard operators in 1925, and that's super fun. I'll have a book that comes out next month. My author's website is www.junemariesaxton.com. So if you're interested in finding my books, they will directly link you right straight to Amazon or wherever, or you can request a specially autographed paperback. I carry everything here, and I have a bookstore, and it's part of Bare Necessities now, which is just fun. That was kind of my childhood dream too. I always knew I wanted to write. I have a good imagination. But anyway, that's what's made me write. I'm still trying to find my real genre. I think it might be in killing people and healing people, because it seems like I come up with really creative ways to do both. But
tell us a little bit about the one you wrote for your father. Your father.
So, yeah, my dad wanted me to write a book about his great-great-uncle, who was the cowboy sheriff responsible for eliminating, getting the Wild Bunch out of the state of Utah, Butch Cassidy and his gang. And I said, Dad, why don't you write that story? Because you talk the talk, you walk the walk, you're the cowboy through and through. And my dad was actually probably born 75 years too late. And he said, me, write a book, huh? I wonder if I could. So I bought him some pens and some notebooks, because he didn't know how to turn a computer on, and he went to work on this. I took him research, because I had initially thought to do some articles for Boys Life magazine. They didn't pick those up about him. So I'd done quite a bit of research. So I took them to him, and he got excited, and he wrote the book, not being a writer, not ever really caring about punctuation or anything like that. But he wrote that in notebooks, and our plan was I was writing my fourth novel at the time, Pirate Moon. And my dad was writing this, and I'd go home from work at night, and we'd read to each other what we had written in the previous day. And he was so excited, and he was so excited to see this. And our plan was we'd get him published, and we'd go on a book signing tour together in the fall. Uh-huh. And in March, he'd call me and says, I finished the book today. And I said, you did? And he's like, yeah, I did. These are some questions I had, though, and I really wish I could ask him these questions. And he had this little bullet list, and he didn't know what to call the book. And I said, Dad, it'll be made known to you, you know, and we'll get it figured out. I'll dive in here and see if we can research out these questions that you were wondering. And I had no idea that he was going to pass away that night. Neither did he.
Wow.
And so it was a painful thing, but it was also such a wonderful experience to delve into his manuscript. As I stood over his body in the hospital that night, I just said, Dad, I promise you I'm going to get this book in print. Yeah. And we did. It was a great book. I had help.
All right, from both sides of the veil, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. The title was given, and the answer to all of his little questions were also supplied to me.
And the title is what?
Whirlwind on the Outlaw Trail by Dale B. Weston.
Isn't that a great name?
And it was his book.
Yeah.
But by the time I got done with this editing, trying to get this all put together, name it, get it put into an actual story format, put punctuation in, I couldn't, it was the scripture in my hands. I couldn't even mess with it again. So any errors that are in there are just because I couldn't even change anything. Now I need to go back and just polish it up just a little bit, but it is a true story, and it was told from his heart. When I get this in my dad, I just open that book up and I can hear him right in my ear. He just reads that to me every time I read the book. So it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, and you were so great to gift me a copy of that book. And it's right by my bed. It's very, very tender to me too. And I didn't know your dad. but I know you, and that's just such a beautiful experience for me. I love your books, and our listeners out there, and those that are watching and those that are listening, June Marie has just got this incredible spirit about her. You can hear it coming through. I know you can hear it through the radio because she has got this incredible spirit about her. And it's been really fun because having a cohort close by that is working in the same industry, basically the health and wellness industry, and just getting people well, that's what our whole goal is. And I know you know the same that I do. It's not us. It's God doing it. We're just the tools in his hands, right?
Absolutely. And you know, when people have been praying for help, because I know, because I pray for help enough for my own self at one time, when people are praying that hard for help and they're led to your doors, you better respect their angels because they got them there. And you better be receptive to these people and what their needs are.
Right.
I feel like I'm under a really holy order every day with every patient.
Yep. I so totally agree. So in the last few seconds that we have, we have a few more minutes. I want you to tell them again how to get hold of you. And then if you can think of one or two miracles, I know there could be a whole hours and hours and hours of the miracles, but what are two miracles you've been able to help with because of what you've been doing, not just for you, but for somebody else, one of your clients. So first of all, give us your contact information again.
Okay. My contact information, you can reach me, my website's at www.bearnecessities.us. And that's B-E-A-R, bear. Okay. www.junemariesaxton.com. And you can ask me health questions on my author page. I mean, these just get referred to my email and I will answer either one.
Right.
Or my office number at Bear Necessities is 208-847-1176. And my email, if you just want to send me an email, is mjmsaxton@gmail.com.
And that's S-A-X-T-O-N.
Yeah, Saxton.
So before we get off that, June Marie, I want to give a shout out to your staff because you've got an amazing, amazing staff. And they've all been through stuff. That's what's so cool. They've all been through stuff.
Yeah,
so when you can go into June Marie's office and somebody's gone through what that person's going through, so that really makes a difference to the clients coming in. So let's leave with a couple of your miracles that stick out the most. I know there's a million of them.
There's so many fun miracle stories. I had a gal come as a return missionary home from Lithuania. And she was so sick. And here she is. She was like 23 years old. And she was ready to go in and have them remove her bowel. She was just going to go have the whole surgery. And she was going to be on a bag. She's like, and her mother found out about me and brought her. And she's like, no, I'm in so much pain in my stomach. I just want it gone. Mm-hmm. And I won't get married because nobody's going to want to marry a girl on a bag. That's gross. And I'm like, well, please let me try. Please promise me you'll give me 2 weeks. Give me 2 weeks, which isn't very long. But I check her, and she was so full of parasites, and they're so awful. And they don't always detect those in stool samples, because by the time the sample hits the lab, the parasite dies 30 minutes after leaving its host.
Yeah.
And so she was full of parasites, and they had not been able to find that. She gave me 3 weeks, which I was so grateful.
Thank goodness.
And when she went in to have her pre-ops work done, the doctor said, what are you doing? You were so much improved. I am not going to do the surgery. Wow. And then she went, oh, man, I'm seeing this witch doctor. She's a real quack. She's like, good, I want you to keep going to her because this is amazing.
Wow.
And I mean, that's just one story. And within a year, she was married and she hasn't come back to see me, which tells me she's doing great and that she's healthy and she's living her life. That was way back 20 years, 22 years ago.
Wow.
That I saw her. But we've seen all kinds of things. I think miracles with children is a lot of fun. I think just when you can take a kid who's even just struggling with ADD or maybe some issues, and the parents are getting super pressured to put them on medication. I think when you can come in, you can test them and find out there are food allergies that are causing some issues. Maybe they have a sensitivity with the way that their eyes perceive light and how that is refracted on a white sheet of paper or on a glowy screen. And you give them tools to fix that, and you see their self-esteem go way up. I love those. I've got hundreds of those stories.
Oh, that's so awesome.
In my time here, we've seen over 10,000 people. My computers have crashed a few times, so I don't have the exact number, but way more than anybody would ever think that the witch doctor without a neon sign could actually garner.
Yeah. And people from everywhere. I love that. And we've talked about this many, many times, June Marie, is how if you can give the body the right tools, the body knows how to repair itself. Yeah. And we're so blessed to be able to do that. It's like we're not putting them on as something that's just wacky on their body. It's just the natural things that God put on this earth for us to put in our bodies to repair them. And that's what we get to do. And I'm so grateful for you, and so grateful for your taking your time to come on and share this with us. And I hope any of you out there listening on the radio land or any of the other places that you're hearing us, that you'll reach out to June Marie and talk to her. She can help you with so many things. I mean, really, there isn't anything that she can't help you with, at least get you on the right path and help you with something. And it's natural. It's natural. It's what God created. And this is what's going to help you. So thank you again, June Marie. You're my hero. I love you. She also helped me with my book too. So she's been a total inspiration as far as her book, my book, getting it done as well too. So thank you so much. I love you. And we will see you soon. And all of you out there, please have a happy and healthy day.
Thank you.